As we bring in this Watch for the Hook Wednesdays, we want to tell y'all where the fuck the money come from.
Huh?
Exactly. That's what we trying to figure out.
You lost me.
Where does the money come from? Because we're going to be talking about that today.
Okay, yeah.
Was like Michael with
money? Money. Tatiana.
Man, let me tell you. I just spent the last couple of days early this week. I was at a Hello Alice small business summit in Dallas, Texas. And unfortunately, my wife couldn't attend with me.
No, I couldn't.
But, you know, duty calls and, you know, we all make sacrifices and do our part for the business world and our personal world. You know, I thank her for holding down the fort while I was gone.
I try.
And so we're going to talk about that today. You know, I brought back some good notes and some insights. So me and her felt a good way today. But also, I want to give a shout out to Joy Farber.
Yeah.
Joy Matthews. I called her by her middle name. You know, I know her by a lot of names. But Joy Matthews over there at the HBCU Kid. We sat down and had a good interview with her earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And we want to just tell Joy Matthews, thank you. And y'all come by and check out the HBCUKid.com. Hey, she is spreading her purposeful vision for helping getting these young black teenagers involved with HBCUs. And that's real talk.
Yeah, she's really wonderful. Like, she is so wonderful. And I was telling her just immediately, just speaking with her, I could tell that she was A, genuine, B, purposeful, and C, she was legitimate. So I could just speaking with her, I could immediately tell that.
And also, we want to give another shout out to Leia Dundee at Navigating Cancer.
Oh, yeah.
We interview that came out with her last week. So if you go just type in on Apple Podcasts and Navigating Cancer, it should pull up her, pull up our interview with her. And we'll just tell Talia, I appreciate you for helping us feel comfortable and talking about our journey. You know,
yeah, together. She too was super awesome. And not only did she, you know, allow transparency, she encouraged it. So I was able to, a lot of times when we speak to people about that whole process, I call it process, I don't know, you know, whole error.
I mean, what's process?
They always come from your perspective. It was like one of the first times, few times, that anyone has ever really tapped in on my perspective. So that was very different for me.
Yeah, and that's because she's a cancer doula, so she kind of understands.
Right.
The X and Y part of life. So, yeah, we just want to give a shout out to those great women, you know, just helping us, you know, tell everybody and get, you know, get things out there. And, you know, busy week.
But, you know, he wasn't very busy.
But, you know, hey, it better be busy than what?
Oh, my God.
So, all right. So, me and Ms. Parker, we're going to talk about where the money come from.
Where it come from? How to get it?
And so, you know, y'all heard over the years, me and Ms. Parker talk about the Bank of Parker.
Yep.
And, you know, one of the craziest things was, you know, just going to the Hello Alice Small Business Summit in Dallas, Texas last week. Only 13 to 30% of small businesses financing from financial institutions.
It makes sense why we are always kind of harping on the fact that it's hard to find it. And people are like, oh, you need a network. You need to connect. You need to do this. You need to do that. Well, you know, just kind of hearing those stats thrown out there by different individuals, it lets you know, like, no, no matter how hard you network, no matter how hard you do any of that, they just ain't doing it. Period.
And that is where it almost makes you upset being a small business owner. Because this is the other crazy thing. They'll tell you small to medium businesses sustain America.
Yeah, I can believe that.
But how is that true if nobody is going to help and finance them?
Yeah, they going out of business just as quick as they are starting up.
Exactly. And then the big businesses get all the tax breaks.
Yeah, they do.
So if you're promoting or saying, hey, we need small businesses to come in and sit down and talk with us. And I'm speaking to our financial institutions. And if you're only accepting 13 to 30% of them, where does the other 70 plus percent get their money from?
Their pockets.
got
robbing Peter to pay Paul.
And let me tell you, that's not a great way to stand.
If not,
that's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable. They robbing Peter to pay Paul. They're self-financing. That's number two. Or, you know, they're just not evolving. They're not doing what they could do. It's like, okay, we need A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but because I'm only self-financing, I can only do A and D, which already limits my outcome.
Me and Ms. Parker can attest to this because our real estate venture, after working on that for over a year and a half, got financed by a financial institution.
Yeah.
Watch for the hook. We have financial institutions that we deal with, but we've never went after them to ask for like a loan.
A large amount of dollars.
And a lot of them won't give that to you.
No, we haven't even tried to ask. But we also know that just because only 13 to 30%, you know, they probably won't give it if we try.
And we also know that opening an apparel line, when you Google, you know, businesses that fail off top, it's either number one or number two.
Yeah, it's right up there with restaurants.
Yes, yes. Like, yeah, food, service, and apparel business, clothing lines. Listen, they get the axe like
quickly. Yeah, quickly.
You got a better chance to survive the horror movie than make your business be successful.
You got a better chance. I ain't gonna say that. I was gonna say something else.
What was you gonna say? You got me intrigued, man.
I'm not saying that because it could be offensive. So I'm not gonna say it.
Okay, well, I'm glad you won't be offensive. I'll be offensive again.
Oh, whatever.
And so while I was doing some networking, and I met a lot of people. I met small business owners that were from they were vegan. Producers, people that made teas. One guy I met, he has a trucking service. Another guy I met, he deals with parking for long haul truckers. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't need. I said, "Wait, man!" So he know where to point you to the parking places.
Yes.
I said, "Oh, he's a green book for parking."
So. Y'all know that, I don't know if y'all know. So, you know, like for businesses that do parking for vehicles, there's an app that tells you where you can park and easily do all this. I did not know that there was a service for long haul truckers, like people that go across country. They can point you to the right place to park where you can safely sleep over the night.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a whole business. His name was John, and you know, John was real cool, and he explained to me. And I was like, damn, that's some real, like, I didn't know that you make
it. I didn't either.
And, you know, also I met with businesses that were dealing in marketing and advertising. And I also just heard great inspirational stories.
And got some good facts, apparently.
Yes. And I say all this to say, one of the greatest assets that I learned and I brought back to Ms. Parker is that we still got faith. Huh. And, you know, that faith is that we just going to still keep putting in the work, you know. I tell people all the time, I got more misses than I got hits. But as I explained to Ms. Parker, people that average 3 hits out of 10 in the major leagues are in the Hall of Fame.
Hmm.
That's 3 out of every 10. They got on base or got a hit.
30%?
Yeah, that's a 30%. That's legendary.
Wow.
So just keep it up. As long as me and Ms. Parker swinging,
we got a shot. Right.
Got to keep understanding is, we do not swing. You ain't going to do nothing.
No, you're not.
And so, when we're talking about where the money comes from, me and Ms. Parker always joke around about, you know, the Bank of Parker. But then also, there are small business loan grants, and then we always go into that with your small business ass.
We did that episode.
And that's just another reassurance that when we're talking about this is that people will tell you, you are needed. Watch for the Hook is needed for America. Businesses like ours, they sustain America.
Yep.
So if you're a person that's looking to go into business, looking to start an apparel line, all you got to do is come by www.watch4thehook.com. Hit that free monetization call. No, me and Ms. Parker, 30 minutes of our time to see if you are really ready to start on an adventure.
Right.
Of being an entrepreneur, being a business apparel owner. If you really put in a good fight, right. Listen, it's not going to be easy.
It's, I was going to say, it takes time, energy, effort, work.
Yes.
Like consistency.
Everybody think they're going to go viral and hit. You got a better chance by winning a lottery, too. Or just keep it a book.
That's true.
If you want to go viral.
It's not impossible.
Not impossible.
That's not to say it will never happen.
But you still got to buy a ticket.
You do.
It's the same thing. To start a business, you got to start one.
You're right. You got to at least start it.
Hey, you can't hit off on being a business owner if you don't start a business.
That's fair. That's fair.
So we just keeping it 100 with y'all. So, you know, just come by www.watch4thehook.com. Hit that free monetization call and just come by and see if you want to just start your journey. And so bringing that back around for me and Ms. Parker, we've always talked about, you know, the hook is one of the things that holds you back.
Right.
90% of small, well, not 90, 87 to 90% of small businesses now is financial. Financial reasons is what holding you back.
Yeah.
Everybody has to figure out how to pay the bill.
Yeah.
And so.
But you got to do more than just pay the bills. You got to be able to have something else too.
See, you hit the nail on the head.
Like, I can't just pay the water.
I just need to pay the bill.
Yeah.
Bill comes every month.
Yeah.
So if right now it's March, if you just barely survive March, what are you doing to survive April and May? That's only a 60-day forecast, mm-hmm. right, Ms. Park?
Right.
And so we're looking at it as when you're out there hustling, because they just gonna call business a hustle.
That's it.
They're gonna be like, man, how you trying to survive?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to apply for grants, find loans, or crowdfunding. I know crowdfunding is one of those newer things now where
that just doesn't really appeal to me.
Yeah. Crowdfunding is like where you put a disclaimer or you put a post out where you're asking people to help donate to your cause.
It's a GoFundMe for a business.
Yes. And for some people, one people I met, they did a crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up getting enough to somehow get to a point where it helped them launch their business.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just like, it's almost like what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know what I mean? And so when you're looking at where does the money come from, it's going to come from a lot of different places unless you got what?
Money up front. I can just get a small $1 million loan from my parents.
So, wait a minute. Oh, you that person.
Small one-time $1 million loan.
Oh, yeah. I just need a million.
$1 million. Not two or three, just one.
I just need $1 million up front, and I'm not going to pay you back either.
Right.
Yeah, I just need $1 million, and then I'm going to try to flip it. You know, because one of the craziest things I still always say, and I think it's still true, everything is a game. You have to learn how to make money, get money, have money in residual, turn that money over, and then repeat and rinse. I didn't want to say it was the dope game.
I'm glad you didn't.
Like, it's just
like, you said that, and I was over here like, get money. What you say? Get money.
But yeah, it's really like that. Because when you go look at these large corporations, 99% of them started small.
Yeah.
But you know what happened when they started small? They got a great influx.
They did.
The great influx is what ended up giving them sustainability.
That boost.
Yes. And sustainability is that great equalizer for a small business. So lots of small businesses do not get what? That great boost for sustainability.
That's true. That's true.
We end up getting a boost that lasts for 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
That boost that can suffice you for 2 to 3 to 4 years. And that is where you then turn around and get the revenue that keeps you in business.
Yeah, because at that point, you're able to, you know, keep going.
Exactly. And so we're out here trying to let people know you have to figure out where does the money come from. And those comes from a few obstacle places. You're going to be like, I get it financially. from an institution? Can I get a grant from another institution? That you have bodies out there that are saying, hey, we're solely out here just to help y'all out.
Yeah.
We're going to be like, hey, y'all fill out this questionnaire or this survey. Give us the deets on your business. Now, there right there is the issue. Deets in your business. They're going to ask you some financial questions.
Yeah.
And if you are not financially applicable or financially
fit,
that's it. All right. We get it. If you're not financially fit to answer those questions accordingly with the right answers, they're going to bypass you.
Yeah, they
which is unfortunate because you're still in that struggle. You're like, I need help. And I'm asking you for help. And then you tell me after I've been talking to you for such and such amount of time, oh, I'm not a good fit.
Right, right.
I still need the financial help regardless.
Because they're looking at the potential. Really, let's be real. They're looking at the risk to fail or succeed. Fail or propel. They're looking at the risk.
Acceptable risk they're willing to take. And let's be honest. Lots of these companies are looking for a success story.
They are.
That's one thing you also got to think about.
A quick, easy success story.
They need you to help boost their business as much as you need them to boost yours.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody tells you about the almost made it. They only tell you about those who made
it. That's right.
But tell you, the list of almost made it, 20,000 times longer than those that did.
20,000 to one.
Like I say, play the lottery. I mean, listen, you might as well just suck it up and just be like, I might as well do what I need to do.
Yeah.
Does it feel good to almost feel like...
Almost doesn't care.
Feel like you almost begging for money.
That right there is what I can't deal with.
I almost feel like you're begging for somebody to believe.
And that's the exact words I was about to say. I am now begging you for money. But in actuality, I'm begging for you to believe in me.
And that is one of the hardest things, I think, for small business owners that they have to accept. We have to accept it, too. Because let me tell you, we put in applications for grants and loans and all that stuff. But what we've understood as business owners, grants are better for us than loans. You know why? A grant is something you don't have to give back.
Yeah, I don't want to pay it back.
Yeah, so 99% of the time, me and Ms. Parker aren't going to apply for loans for M&T Parker LLC. Mm-mm. No, we're not going to do that. Now, for the real estate business, yes, we apply for loans.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that can make the money to pay that loan back.
That's different.
Yeah, that's different. But when you're in the retail space like we are, we're not looking to borrow money for somebody to pay back with interest.
I don't want
to
do that.
That's not financially advantageous for us.
Yeah, that I'm not. There's no profit in that for me. I'm losing at that point.
Yeah, because the money we make, we have to turn around and give you back plus some.
Yeah. Only way that would work is if whatever you were doing went extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
And you did 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times over like your projections.
Yes, yes.
Because the projection most of the time is baseline. Really just at the fact of what do you need to be able to pay me back with interest.
And also, the economic status that the world is in right now, we can't go too high on our prices.
No, you're in a price.
Even though everybody else that we deal with has gone up on prices. Mm-hmm. Like we said this, and I think we said this a year ago. It's hard for us to feel morally good charging somebody $40 for a t-shirt.
I really don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that just sucks. Like, honestly, we know how this machine works. And we know we can't go buy 1,000 t-shirts at one time to keep the cost down for us.
Right.
Like, we can't buy 1,000 t-shirts and then have 950 in back.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Like, that doesn't work. And so, yes, because we buy less, we have to pay more upfront. So we have figured out ways to lower the manufacturing production costs
yeah.
for us we have to keep our customers at a reasonable price.
Right.
With great quality products. And for those great quality products, you need to come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, we got one coming real quick down the pipe. If I thought I was going to kill them with this one, God damn it, they still us. It's coming soon. Y'all, we've been talking about Legacy Greater Than Me. It's coming too. Legacy Greater Than Me is going to have a different rollout.
It is.
Yeah, it's coming out later in the fall. I'm excited for that. Oh, yes, yes, yes. But, you know, what we telling y'all right now, man, Ms. Parker, we got a great heat design coming. It's going to bring some funk, some flavor. I'm excited about it. And, you know, we just want y'all to come by. www.watch4thehook.com. Ms. Parker.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
We've talked about where does the money come from. And it comes from a number of ways. But I think for hopefully whomever has listened this far in, to not give up hope that there are ways of finding money.
Right. That's right. You just have to keep digging and looking. And sadly, that's the cliche. That's some of the same phrasing we've termed. Like, oh, that's cliche. I don't want to hear this again. I don't want to hear it. That's true. It's very true. I don't like to hear it, and I hate to say it. But, I mean, you just have to keep, like, looking.
The reason they call diamonds and those emeralds and stuff a gem, because you had to dig for
it. You did.
So, me and Ms. Parker just want to tell y'all, keep digging for the gem that you are. We'll catch y'all next time.